92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Oh, yeah, welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So, I'm looking for, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see the Florida State Seminoles. And so I've got a, I got a text. Let's see here. I got somewhere over here. Yeah. Yep. Yes. There's a text here. Here we go. So when you hear the, sounder, like the Florida State Seminole war cry, the chant, the tomahawk chant. Yeah. When you hear that going, just text Go Noles. Go Noles. 850-437-1620. When you text that, you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets. All right. We're running out of time already, but I do want to bring this up. Top three stories here. Russian-speaking hackers have knocked out multiple U.S. airports offline, yet no disruptions or no impact on operations was reported. Russia launched the biggest airstrikes since the start of the Ukraine war. President Biden now saying that he's pledged air support for Ukraine. Not sure if that means soldiers or planes or is it just we're going to get you some more missiles. And then finally, Ben Bernanke is one of three Americans to win the Nobel Prize for Economics. Those are your top three stories right here on Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roadways are checking in clear right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. See something else on the roads, just give me a call. The traffic line number is 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Mayor Robinson, you know, he's outgoing mayor. We got D.C. Reeves coming in. We interviewed D.C. Reeves the day after he was elected, after he won the election, and he said that one of his concerns for Pensacola is we need more rental housing. We just don't. He brought up an interesting statistic that the vacancy rate for rentals in Pensacola is about the same as what it was 3 years ago, yet we've built hundreds of new properties, right? And so we've built hundreds of new properties, yet vacancy rates have still remained the same. Meaning, I mean, something gets built, it immediately gets somebody into it. We have, and because of that, because of the lack of properties available, it has caused the rates to just skyrocket. And, I was just saying this before. I had a friend of mine who's telling me they're having a hard time trying to find something to rent that's affordable. And I was like, oh, I'll help you out. And then I went and looked online. I was like, maybe this is wrong. So I called Christina Leavenworth. I'm like, am I seeing this wrong? These prices seem like they're prices that are meant more for other areas. I've not had to look at rental prices in our area for 3 years. What happened? And she's like, no, that's how it is. There's no properties available. And so... rents have been going up. And so now Mayor Robinson today, who's the outgoing mayor, says the same thing. Pensacola needs more rental properties. And he says that we need particularly more low income rentals. He says we were focused on affordable housing and we still need housing ownership and we're dealing with that, but we definitely need more rentals. And I think there are things that we can do. One answer may be providing properties that occupy more than one family, like duplexes, triplexes, and quadruplexes, like trying to get more of those types of properties to get pricing down. But one of the things I've been hearing kind of buzz about is government saying, you know what, the problem isn't we don't have enough rentals. The problem is that the vast majority of rentals that are available are short-term rentals. They're Airbnb and VRBO and vacation rentals. And so the problem isn't necessarily that we don't have enough rentals. It's just that we don't have enough long-term rentals. Therefore, maybe we should implement some sort of guideline or regulation banning short-term rentals. And then they would force, because then, you know, in their mind, you do that, it forces them to turn them into long-term rentals. Which, of course, this is always the short-sightedness of government. If you force them to do that, a lot of these business owners, short-term rental owners have no interest in doing long-term rentals. A lot of them are like, no, I'm doing this because I like the short-term idea. And so the moment that you go, we're gonna ban them, we're not going to let you have those in our town anymore, then they just go, okay, then I'm going to sell and I'll buy them somewhere else. And so then you just get a flood of in the market of more houses for sale. So I've seen it in other communities too, where they try to limit or ban short-term rentals. It just does not end up being very good. And what you don't get is you don't get just a plethora of long-term rentals anymore. It doesn't work that way. And so it's just one of those things that keep an eye. I don't think there's a whole lot of momentum behind it, but enough that, you know, it came across my attention. So just thought I'd let you know about that one. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Text GO Knowles to 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. You text GO Knowles, and you could have a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Florida State play number 4 Clemson this Saturday. The game's at 7:30 Eastern time, which, of course, you're traveling across time zones, so you do need to know the Eastern time on that one. So text it in, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Text GO Knowles. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right, Florida's agricultural commissioner is calling on Governor Ron DeSantis to follow President Biden's lead and issue pardons for simple marijuana possession convictions. In a letter to the governor, Nikki Fried says the criminalization of marijuana possession has led to unnecessary, long-lasting consequences for far too many Floridians. She says that has resulted in limited access to employment, housing, and educational opportunities. Fried adds the effects are most pronounced in Black and brown communities. President Biden is pardoning federal offenses for cannabis possession, is calling on governors to pardon state-level possession offenses. Less than 30,000 customers are still without power in Florida following Hurricane Ian. It's according to the state's Public Service Commission, which reports most of these are in Lee County. Another 2,100 outages are in Collier County. All of them are customers of Lee County Electric Cooperative. And finally, gas prices are heading higher in Florida following word of an oil production cut from OPEC and its allies. After sinking to a 2022 low of $3.17 on Wednesday, state average shot up 16 cents just over 4 days, in what was the largest weekly increase since June. AAA reports the Sunshine State average for a gallon of regular is $3.33, which is a fraction of a penny higher than on Sunday and 11 cents more than a week ago. The national average is $3.92.
Yeah, continues just rising, and we're talking about these protests in Iran that are happening today. Now, oil workers in Iran are protesting, and so that's going to be bad as well. I mean, because that's not going to help oil prices go down. So, yeah, that's one of the things we got going on right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So There is, oh, let me tell you about Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth and Caruso. We're just talking about real estate rental prices, and we don't have enough rental homes in our market. But if you've been thinking about selling your house, well, the market's changing fast, and this might be the last chance to get top dollar before the rates rise once again. So call the agent I would call, Christina Leavenworth. She sells more houses for more money than anybody in the Pensacola area. Christina and her team succeed because they focus on making sure their clients succeed. Now, she's the only agent in town who will guarantee her performance as well. If she can't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it anyway, and you pay her absolutely nothing. She'll even put it in writing. Now, why would she make a guarantee like that? Because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing, generating demand, so that right now she already has about 100 approved home buyers looking and ready to buy. So if you got a house to sell, she may already have the buyer for you. They've just been looking for your house, waiting for it to come on the market. So her number is 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. And if for any reason you need to sell right away, Christina will buy your house for all cash, and she can close in 7 days. Call Christina Leavenworth to get more money at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. Christina Leavenworth, Rinky Realty. I saw this story here. Inflation causing higher prices at a local bakery. This bakery, their post is going viral because they posted a picture of their whiteboard that they placed in their bakery. It says, "Why our prices have gone up." Why our prices have gone up. Then they have four columns. First column is the actual ingredients they use to bake with. The next three columns are January 2021, January 2022, and July 2022. And it showed how inflation rose from January 2021 to January 2022, but from January 2022, it really rose to July. For example, flour went from $12 all the way up to $28. AP shortening went from $41 to $87 is their purchase. Same thing with fresh yeast, $45 up to $63. Then eggs. They said 30 pounds worth of eggs went from $40.92 to $92. And salt wasn't that bad, $10 to $15. Rainbow sprinkles, though, went from $56 to $87. So I just thought it was interesting them posting the actual price increase of their ingredients in order to explain this is why our prices have gone up. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross says, get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are checking in clear. Really nothing to slow you down this afternoon. I-10, I-110 looking good, as well as 29 and 90. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. I do want to talk a little bit about the Florida Surgeon General's warning that was taken down by Twitter and then put back up. That's next. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So Twitter removed, then reinstated, Florida Surgeon General's COVID vaccine warning tweet. He put this out on October 7th, and Twitter deleted it, basically claiming it's misinformation, even though this was an official report being released by the Florida Surgeon General. This is what we come down to now. We don't like what you're saying. We're going to shut it down. We're going to shut it down good. Nobody's going to see that thing. Nope, they did. But I don't know what the backlash was or whatever, but eventually they did reinstate the tweet. But what was the tweet? Here's the crazy thing. Nobody's talking about what the tweet actually was now. Now everybody's talking about the censorship, which, yes, the censorship needs to be discussed, but there was something very important about the tweet. Today, we released an analysis on COVID-19 mRNA vaccines the public needs to be aware of. The analysis showed an increased risk of cardiac-related death among 18 to 39-year-olds. Florida will not be silent on the truth. That's pretty big, actually. Yeah. So there's a increase. In fact, when you look at the data they released in the report, 84% chance increase, 84% increase in cardiac-related deaths for men ages 18 to 39. And they deleted this key information. Oh, no, can't be sharing that stuff. That goes against the narrative that everybody needs to be vaccinated. We continue talking about this. That when it comes to the benefits versus the risks, the risk-reward, for those under the age of 60, the risk-reward is not there to get vaccinated. The adverse reactions that are constantly being hidden are astounding. Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620. So we have where'd it go? Oh yeah. So we gave away Florida State tickets. Do we have a winner for the Florida State tickets yet?
Yes, Kevin. Congratulations, Kevin. Have fun at the game. Kevin. It's gonna be a good one.
Awesome. Yeah, congratulations on that. And then we're going to be having, and so with that, we have Florida State tickets to give away pretty much every day. So listen to Pensacola Morning News, listen to Pep Talk with Jenna Barr, and listen to this show for a chance to win all week long. They're playing number 4 Clemson this week, so big game. And they've had 2 losses in a row, Florida State has. But this could be a big turnaround game for them. And so when you hear the war chant, text in your name for a chance to win or text in whatever it is, a keyword, whatever the host tells you. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. One other thing here, too. For those devastated by Hurricane Ian, they need help. Text DISASTER to 20222. That's 20222. Text in DISASTER to that, and you can make a donation that way. And you can also go to floridadisasterfund.org to make a donation. And remember, any amount is appreciated. This is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top 3 stories here for you. Russian-speaking hackers knocked multiple U.S. airport websites offline today. It was just the airport websites, not airline websites. So no impact on operations was reported, at least thus far. Russia, in the meantime, also launched their biggest airstrike since the start of the Ukraine war. President Biden has pledged air support. Don't know if that means actual planes or we're just going to give them surface-to-air missiles. Not really sure exactly what that pledge entails, but he pledged support. Then, let's see here. Ben Bernanke and 2 other Americans won the Nobel Prize in Economics. And those are your top 3 stories right here on Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, we got the NBA underway right now, NBA preseason. Washington Wizards are beating the Charlotte Hornets 38-27. And then on NBA TV at the end of the first quarter, the 76ers are beating the Cleveland Cavs 30-20. And tonight is Monday Night Football on ESPN. Coming up, what, like 30 minutes now? It's going to be at 7:15. So on ESPN, you got the Kansas City Chiefs playing the Las Vegas Raiders. And the Chiefs are one of the teams, one of the handful of teams that is just playing outstanding this year. They're 3-1 right now. And you've got a whole bunch of other, going into this week, you had the Buffalo Bills. You had the Buffalo Bills, you had the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Vikings. Those were the only teams in the NFL that will only have 1 loss going into this week. And so it's I don't know what's going on this year, but it's got a lot of parity or something. But anyway, so the Chiefs are one of the 4 hot teams. And they're playing the Raiders, who are not so hot. They're 1-3 right now. They could really use a turnaround. But this is a big rivalry game. You know what happens with the rivalry games. You end up getting some players standing up and, you know, stepping up, playing a little bit stronger than they normally would. So I'm looking forward to this. This game right here. Now, tomorrow is Major League Baseball. The playoffs begin. So the wild card is done. Now we get into the official playoffs. So tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon at around noon at 12:07 on Fox, the Atlanta Braves are going to be hosting the Phillies. At 2:37 on TBS will be the Mariners against the Houston Astros. At 6:37 on TBS will be the Cleveland Guardians taking on the Yankees. And then at 8:37 on FS1, the Padres will be playing the Dodgers. And so Major League Baseball starting tomorrow at around noon with the Atlanta Braves. The Tampa Bay Rays end up getting knocked out of the during the wild card. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. In sports news, one of the big news stories today, man, just after five games, the Carolina Panthers have gone ahead and fired their head coach, Matt Rhule, and their defensive coordinator after a 1-4 start. And they've made their defensive pass coordinator, Wilkes, the interim head coach. Then also, the woes do not stop with the head coach getting fired with the Carolina Panthers. Their quarterback, Baker Mayfield, reportedly has a high ankle sprain and will be out for at least a couple of weeks. In the meantime, over the Cleveland Browns, Deshaun Watson has been cleared to participate in meetings but still cannot practice as part of his suspension. And then head coach Riviera of the Washington Commanders says they have no regrets about acquiring quarterback Carson Wentz. Now, I think he's actually been playing good for the most part. I don't think Carson Wentz is the problem with the Commanders. They got a lot of other issues. The Braves signed rookie Strider to a 6-year, $75 million deal. And Dustin Johnson has already made $30 million in LIV golf earnings. I just looked this up. There's only been six tournaments that they just finished up their sixth one just a couple days ago or yesterday. And so there you go. Six tournaments, $30 million in LIV golf. That will start to sway some players to move over to LIV. I'll tell you what. And then Bronny James, speaking of making money, Bronny James, LeBron James' eldest son, is among five players to land a Nike name, image, and likeness deal. So he's basically getting sponsored from Nike as an amateur. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. No accidents to report on Blue Angel, Pine Forest, or Fairfield. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call. 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So that was your sports hit. I do want to share this real quick before we get into today's sign of the apocalypse. Holiday spending is expected to be down this year. And I'm like, down? Why? Well, they explained that the reason why they expect it to be down is because a lot of retailers had bloated inventory and tried to offload their inventory throughout the year by offering big deals throughout the year. So basically, everybody got really good deals throughout the year, so they're not looking for deals on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Okay, maybe. Maybe that's part of it. I'm sure another part of it is inflation. It's just that people have less money to spend on holiday shopping this year. And that's why it's going to go down. I don't know why these articles, and this came from CNBC. I don't know why these articles just ignore the big elephant in the room. No, we're not going to talk about inflation. And it's inflation is having people having less money in their pockets. And they're not going to talk about that. It's because they already did their shopping earlier. Okay, if you say so. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse. This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, this is hilarious. Now, I've lived in communities. I've been in communities before that have housing on the water. I've seen them when I was in the Philippines. They would have like basically these houses hovering over the water, just built on stilts. There would be like planks and stuff that you'd walk to get back to the shoreline or to get to the or to get to your neighbor. It was just all planks in there, just all hovered over the water. The Keys have some like little tiny like floating barges type of a thing that you can see in the Keys as it pertains to housing on the water. So there's been attempts around in the past. Well, there was a company that released a brand new prototype floating home that they were basically trying to tout. This is the home of the future. As we use up all the land, we're going to have to move to the earth, move away from the earth, and move on to the water. This is the future right here. So yesterday, or was it yesterday? I don't know. Whenever it was, they did a big unveiling of their brand new floating home prototype. During the unveiling, it sunk. It sunk in the water. And here's the thing. This is not some like barge, like little tiny barge you kind of put a little hut on top of. This wasn't stick-built hut hovering over the water. This sucker was a $1.5 million, what they called a sea pod. And oh my goodness. They said, just like an iceberg, the hidden magic of sea pod lays beneath the surface. You have to take a deeper look. It has a lot of buoyancy that pushes it up, but no, it sunk. Oh, well, I mean, that's sad. I mean, you shouldn't. Yeah, it looks terrible too. When you look at this thing, it's like this, why do they think this thing would work? I don't know. It doesn't even look good to me, but all right, there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. By the way, press release from the company tried to explain that one of the ballast got filled up with, one of the pumps stopped working. It filled the ballast up with water and it created the, quote, tilt. It created a tilt. I think it looks like it's sinking to me. But their press release says, ups and downs along the road. Just kind of like, oopsie. But I'm sure this is going to, I mean, that's all you want. You're sitting there sleeping in your pod in your house, and all of a sudden it does the tilt. And you're out in the middle of the water. No, thank you. Oh, boy. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go over to John Pickens over in the newsroom. John, what you got going on in the news?
Well, the voter registration deadline for the November general election is happening tomorrow. The Supervisor of Elections Office will remain open until 7 p.m. tomorrow. For voters wishing to register to vote or update their record, Florida law mandates that registration books close 29 days before an election. New registrations must be completed and received or postmarked no later than October 11th for the November 8th election. Address changes within Florida can be made after the books close. If you're unsure where of your registration status, you can visit escambiavotes.gov or votesantarosa.com. The sheriff's office is searching for a man who is wanted for kidnapping in Santa Rosa County. 26-year-old Christian Bradley Davis of Milton is wanted for kidnap, false imprisonment, domestic violence, and battery domestic violence. Deputies say Davis is a white male, approximately 5'9", 190 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. According to Deputy, Crime Stoppers is offering a $3,000 reward for information relating to Davis's whereabouts. No further details have been released. And finally, Bobby, some Gadsden County firefighters are getting recognized for their cooking skills. The Smoking in the Square BBQ Cook-Off was held Saturday in Gulf Breeze at St. Sylvester Catholic Church. The Midway Professional Firefighters, IAFF Local 4192, were named grand champions. The Knights of Columbus hosted the event to raise money for the Catholic Charities of Northwest Florida and Little Sisters of the Poor.
All right, thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So William Shatner had an opportunity to go on the Blue Origin's flight to space. And when he came down off of that, he was very emotional. We aired that audio for you. I remember we aired the audio for you because I thought his emotions were basically tears of happiness. Now he's released a book and interviewed and basically says, oh, no, it was not tears of happiness. It was tears of sadness, extreme sadness. And he goes on and basically says this, that he had overwhelming sadness. It was one among the strongest feelings of grief I've ever encountered. The contrast between the vicious coldness of space and the warm nurturing of Earth below me filled me with overwhelming sadness. It filled me with dread. My trip to space was supposed to be a celebration. Instead, it felt like a funeral. Like, what? So with that, let's play that audio again for you of when William Shatner landed and he was talking to Jeff Bezos and he was getting very emotional. But now listening to it, instead of listening to it with the perspective of he was so overwhelmed with joy, listen to it as he was so overwhelmed with sadness and see if that changes your perspective of this encounter.
You know, it's mysterious and galaxies and things. But what you see is black. And what you see down there is light. And that's the difference. And not to have this, what you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so much larger than me and life. It has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death. And oh my God.
Yeah, there you go. So actually now listening to it, I can hear the sadness because he said, when you're up there, it's just black. And yeah, there's galaxies and all this stuff, but it's just black. And then you look down and you see light. Light of the earth. And then he kind of cut himself off, but he says, and to not have that, like, in other words, I think being away from the light really did not sit well with him. And he was like, I want to be back in the light. Take me back to earth. And he has more thoughts on that. I'll share with you right after Traffic on the Fives.
Nothing to slow you down on our roads. I-10, I-110 checking in clear. 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes and Mobile Highway also looking good, as well as Davis Highway, north and southbound lanes throughout Pensacola. If you do see something slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right, so William Shatner returned from his Blue Origin space flight last year. He was in tears. I think most of us thought it was happy tears. Now he explains in a book, no. They weren't necessarily happy tears. He was filled with overwhelming sadness. It filled him with dread. But he explained, and we play the audio there again. When he landed, he did reference this. He referenced that there was just the blackness of space contrasting the light of Earth. And he said to not have this. And then he cut himself off. And that's when he got emotional and said, you know, what you've given me is a great blessing, because I think you've made him realize how much he appreciated Earth. He goes on and explains even further about this. Is he talks about the extinction of animal species, flora and fauna, things that took 5 billion years to evolve. Suddenly we'll never see them again because of the interference of mankind. Oh, boy. But I see where he's coming from, though, on this. He's trying to say, being up there and looking down at the Earth, you realize how alive Earth is in and of itself. And so the sadness was us as humanity not having an appreciation for all that Earth is, and for the, all the beings and the things on Earth. So then he finishes up in his book, at least this one clip, is that allows us perhaps a chance to rededicate ourselves to our planet, to each other, to love, to life all around us if we seize that chance. So yeah, his experience, I just thought was interesting because I never would have thought that his experience was a sad one. And I think in assessing both the audio and the written word of his experience, I do think he's appreciative of the experience, though. He's appreciative and he's in awe. And that awe, though, of, wow, I'm nothing. You know, when he looked down at the earth and you can't even see people. I think that was part of it, because he talked about that. Our insignificance, yet the grandeur around us makes us that insignificant. I think he's overwhelmed with awe and being humbled, actually. Especially William Shatner. We can pretty much go anywhere and be recognized, right? It's probably humbling to have that kind of impact on himself. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.